Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Avraham Kilstein. Maseches Nazir has been dedicated to Le'ili Nishmas, Gittel Malka Bas Shapsi, Nassan Pinchas Ben Peretz, Eliezer Lipa Ben Matasyahu Mordechai.
Okay, we're holding now in Nazir Daf Samech Vav, the very last Daf, but like both of us know, we still have a lot to be mashem from yesterday. So I want to speak now about the sugya of Safek Negoim. So the Mishnah tells us that Kol Safek Negoim Betchila Tor Atshalei Niskak L'Toma, Mishnah Niskak L'Toma Sveikoi Tomei. And there's a shakal of Atari in the Gemara. What's the makar of this din that Safek Negoim is going to be tahar? At the beginning, we thought it's from Gzeres HaKosov. It says, L'Tara or L'Ta'amoi, Posach B'Atara, Posach B'HaKosov B'Tara T'chila. So we learn from that at Din Vadai. The Gemara slugs this up and says that no, the Posach is going on something else, because if that would be the case, then it should be tahar afilu by Cheskas Toma. And therefore, we say this speaking about something else. So what, L'maskana, is really the makar of the Mishnah? So Tosfos in Dibur Maschil, Ela Iyatmar, it's in the paragraph in Tosfos that starts Iyachi, it's just they didn't make its own paragraph for the Dibur Maschil. So it says that Lemaskana, the Gezeres HaKosov, is Misvara, Da'ikmei Achas Kosei, the Makor of the Mishnah is very simple, Chazaka Demei Karo. The Rosh disagrees with Tosfos. The Rosh can be found in Samach Vav. The Rosh is in two Dibur Maschils, in Dibur Maschil at Shalei Niskak, and in Dibur Maschil Mishnah Niskak. They learns out, based on the Sifri, that it says v'timei oisai v'tihir oisai. It says v'timei oisai esavade v'lo esasafik v'tihir oisai esavade v'lo esasafik. We have gzeres akosuvs teaching us that there's a din vade that any time that you're going to have a safik negoim. So if there's no cheskas toma, so then we learn out from the gzeres akosuv that it's tahar bevadai, and if there is a cheskas toma, we learn out it's tamei bevadai. What's the nafkamina between Tosfos and the Rosh? Very simple. That if you have a case of tarti disasri, if you have in one person that by definition one of them is going to be tameh, that you have one person that he has a suffix pisyon, he just doesn't know in which of the negayim was the pisyon. So in such a case, so he certainly is tameh. We can't say that each one it has a cheskas taira, and therefore on each one it should be tahar, even though it's irrational, even though it's going to say something which is absurd. Chazaka demikara can never tell you such a thing. Whereas, according to the Rosh, because it's Gzeres HaKosov, Adin Taira Vadois, from the Gzeres HaKosov, so even B'makom, it's in the same person, so it's also going to be Tar, even though by definition, one of his Negoim had a Pisyon, so nevertheless, we learn after the Gzeres HaKosov is going to be Tar. What is the Hezber Hadavar? So the Pshat is that we learn out that the Gedder of the Gzeres HaKosov is that you have to know that the Kohen has to know which Nega he's being Metame. That if he doesn't know which nega he's being metame, even though he knows that this person is really ra'i to get a tuma, but there's a gzeres hakosov, he has to know which nega he's being metame. The Rambam, so he paskins like the Rosh. The Rambam says in Tumas Taras, Perek Vav Halacha Hey, Bein Bebeiz Bnei Adam, Bein Be Adam Echad. Even if it's in this case, it's in the very same person that he has two negaim, and one of them certainly had a pisyon, nevertheless, his tahar. Why? Migzeres HaKosov from the Sifri, that he has to know which nega the Kohen is being matami. Now this that I told you, that according to Tosfos it's Pashut, that B'Kagavna is going to be Tomei, because if it's the same person, Chazaka Demeikara can never tell you something which is irrational. So I think that it's self-evident, but for those of you who need a raya, so you should take a look, and in Psochim Daf Yudam Aleph, at the first Tosfos over there, the Gemara there is talking about the sugya of shtei shvilin, that you have two shvilin and one of them had a mace, and we don't know which one the mace is, and two people went on the two shvilim. So we say that each one, because each one had a cheskas taira, so we know that, so we, and we don't know if it became tameh, so on each one we paskin that he is still tahar. Says Tosfos, if each of these people now touch a kikar of truma, because we know that al karchach, one of these people, Ali b'de emes, really was tamei. It's just that we paskin that he's tar because of his cheskas taira. If both of these people now touch a kikar, then the kikar is going to be tamei. Why? Because chazaka de meikara can never paskin something which is absurd. Chazaka de meikara is only a way of saying that we can assume that sas and shas is the case. It never changes the metzias. And therefore, back to our case, in the case that we know for sure that one of these negoim certainly did have a pisyon, so the chazaka de meikara can never say something which is absurd. The hain with that neither of them had a pisyon, and therefore b'gagavna he's going to be tamei according to Tosfos. So Tosfos argues on the Rosh and the Rambam. All right. So now the next nakuda is that lemaskana segemara. So this braisa, this drasha of l'taro elatamei pasach hakosav b'taro tchila. So it's not going on the Mishnah, but rather it's going on the shita of Rabbi Yeshua. that in this case of the Safek, Baheres Kadalim Ser Lavan, or the opposite, so Rabbi Shua is Matar Kir Vatir, and the Makar of Rabbi Shua is from this Pasuk of Tara Elatame. Now the question is, does Rabbi Shua agree to the Mishnah? The Pashtus in the Gemara is that Rabbi Shua is disagreeing with the Mishnah. I mean, in fact, the Pashtus in the Gemara is that what's the Gemara saying? That this drasha, that what the Gemara had mentioned, of Latara L'tamai, that's really Shitas Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Yeshua L'Shitasa is really going to Mitara on the Mishnah, and our Mishnah is really the Shitas Chachamim. And according to Rabbi Yeshua, in a Chanami, in our Mishnah is going to be Tahar, and according to Chachamim, in the case of Safik Baharaz Kadam Seir 11, it's going to be Tame. In the case of Chezkas Tumah. Now, Reb Chaim, so he says a different halach. Reb Chaim wants to say that Rabbi Yeshua can agree with our Mishnah, that Rabbi Yeshua was not being matar in the case that it's Chezkas Tumah. And it goes like this. There's a question that the Rishonim already asked, the Rishonim Meksubis, they asked the following question, that our Gemara says that the reason why Rabbi Yeshua is matar in the case of Safik Baharaz Kadam Seir 11 is from Akzeres HaKosuv. The Gemara in Ksubis Ayin Heyem Abeis says something else. The Gemara in Ksubis Ayin Heyem Abeis says that the reason why Rabbi Yeshua is Metayer is because there's a Chezkas HaGuf. It says Rabbi Yeshua is the one who goes after Chezkas HaGuf, and because this person, before the Nega came, so he had a Chezkas HaGuf that he didn't have Negoim, so the Chezkas HaGuf is Machriya, that he stays with the assumption that he doesn't have a Nega here, and therefore he's Tar. So effectively, Shainim Akasha, that what is the emissary reason for Rabbi Yeshua? Is it really a Gzeres HaKosuv or is it really a Chezkas HaGuf? So the Rishonim, the Shita over there, so they ask this question, and they give a whole array of answers. Tosis over there, so he says that really the Pasuk is really Megala to us, the Geder of the Chazakah, of Chazakah the Meikara, that we'll get to it soon, that there's two Mahalchim in Tosis, what exactly is the Limud? What is the limud of chazakas that we're learning? Either the chazakas aguf is better than chazakas din, or the chazaka de isra is really still a chazaka. Whatever it is, but according to Tosfos, so the answer to the stira is that the gedder of the gezeres hakosuv is a gilei on the helchos chazakas. That's one mahalach. The shita brings from Rabbeinu Kreshkish that Rabbeinu Kreshkish learns that really it's a machlekes hasugis. That really that there is disagreement between the amirayim. What is the reasoning for Rabbi Yeshua? And finally, the Ritva, so he brings B'Shem the Ravid, that the Pasuk by us is really Nasmach Tabiyama, that it's really not a serious drasha. The Emes is, the Iker is like the Sugi and Ksubis. So with that introduction, so Reb Chaim, so he has a fourth Mahalach, how to answer the Stira between the Sugis. Why is it that by us the Gemara says Pasuk, and the Gemara and Ksubis says that it's Chez Kasaguf? So Reb Chaim says like this, that Lemaise, Kemen Klaren Ashayla, what is the gather of Latara or Latamai? Is it the Pshat that it's telling us the Din Taira? Or maybe not. Maybe it's telling us that we don't say the regular Din of Safik Tumah Bishus Hayachid Svekatami. Maybe it's a Hagbalah in the Din of Safik Tumah Bishus Hayachid. So if that's the case, so says Reb Chaim, very good, that really you need both, that really the two sugars are mashlim each other, like he says. By the way, this Reb Chaim can be found in numerous places, in a different gersoyas, a little bit what he said. It can be found in the Chiddush HaGrach, in stencils, and also in the Ginza HaGrach, in Siman Ayin Aleph, and obviously it can be found in the Shirim of Reb David, and also in the new Chiddush HaGriz, in the Reb Skirav stencils. So it brings from the Shirim of Reb Yosha Ber that he also says this Yisai from Reb Chaim. So Reb Chaim says that really the two sugyas are mashlim each other. That you need both. That the Gzeres HaKosuv tells you that you don't say Safek Tumah Bishus Hayochid in the Goyim. And secondly, after we know that there's no Din Vadai, there's no Din, the Safek Tumah Bishus Hayochid, so then why are you Be'emes Tahar? Why isn't it the Safek? It's Tahar because you have a Chezkas Taira. I'm sorry, because you have a Chezkas Haguf. I'll call upon him. So according to this, so really it's a two-step process. So according to this, what is going to be by who's got the tumah when there is a Chezkas tumah? So because again, there's a Chezkas tumah, so then you have the first step. You have that there's no Safek tumah b'shus hayochid svek tumah, but im yishum ha, it's only a Safek, and then and that's who's got the tumah. So because again, so b'shus is going to agree that the Chezkas tumah is going to be metame, and only in the case that there's no Chezkas Tumah, over there he says that the Chezkas HaGuf, that there's a Chezkas of Nonagoyim, that is going to be Misgaber, and therefore it's Tahar B'Tahras Vade. That's Kiha Vatihir. So Reb Chaim asked himself, that Lemaise, It's mevor in the sugya nishtazeh. That at the very beginning of the sugya, so the Gemara says that if you have a gzeres hakosuv, the pasach hakosuv b'tayot chilo, so afilu hozkok l'toma. So we see at that stage in the Gemara, it's meforish in the Gemara that this din of the Tayot Tamu is not just saying that we don't say Savitom b'shus yachid tzvekatami. We see meforish that it's saying that there's a din Tayra. So how can Reb Chaim claim? He's asking himself, how can I claim that really it's only telling us not to say Savik Tomei B'Shus Yachid? Hari, it's Mefarsh in the beginning of the Sugya that it's telling us Adin Taira Vadois. So Reb Chaim says as follows. Reb Chaim answered that there's a difference between the beginning and the end. There's a difference between at the beginning of the Gemara, so the Gemara thought that this Pasuk, V'Gzeres HaKasuv, is coming to speak about every Savik Negoim. Whereas, in the Maskanas of Gemara, so the Gzeres HaKasuv is only speaking about a specific Safik Negoim, namely, Safik Bahares Kaidam Nasera Lova. Now, what's the difference between the two? Says Reb Chaim as follows, that in the case of Safik Bahares Kaidam Nasera Lova, so we know that there's a Bahares here. If we know that there's a Bahares here, so what is our Safik? The Safik is, are we going to be Metamei it right now? Or are we going to machlet it, or are we going to be maskir it? Is this a person that only needs to be have hezger, or are we going to be machlet him from the beginning? Says Reb Chaim, that is in fact a suffix tumah. Whereas, a regular case, that if we don't know if there's a vadai b'heves here, if we want to know if there's going to be a hezger in the first place, so b'kai gavna, says Reb Chaim, that's not called a suffix tumah. Why is it not called a suffix tumah? That because it's not Tame before the Kohen says that it's Tame, so we look at the Suffolk, if there's going to be a Hezger or not, as not a Suffolk in Tumah, but rather as a Suffolk Halacha, a Suffolk in Din. Because it's only a Suffolk in Din, says Reb Chaim, so it doesn't pass over there, the Din of Suffolk Tumah, B'Shus HaYochid, Tzveka Tame. The Din of Suffolk Tumah, B'Shus HaYochid, was only said on a Suffolk Tumah, not on a Suffolk Din. So therefore, by even that there's a Vaday Hesker, namely Sofik Baharis Kaidam Sarah Lavan. So over there, it would be Shaykh to say Sofik Tumi Bishus Hayochid, and therefore it's possible to say, which he in fact wants to say, that the gather of the Gzeres Kosov is to undo that, that even though it's Sofik Tumi Bishus Hayochid, we don't say Sveka Tumi. Whereas in the beginning, so the halacha was that we're being Matar something which is not a Sofik Tumi Bishus Hayochid, which is in fact a Sofik Din. If it's coming to be metame a suffik din, then al karchach is telling us it didn't taira because this has nothing to do with the din of suffik tumah b'shus hayachid. So al kalpanim, so that's where Reb Chaim says that there's a difference, there's a shift between the havamina and the maskana. At the beginning it was a suffik in din, and in the beginning al karchach we're learning a din taira vadais, but the maskana that it's a suffik in tumah. So we can learn that the gather of Tairo Elo Tamoi is not telling us a din Tairo, but rather it's only being magbil the din of Sofik Tumah B'Shus HaYachid, and it's telling us not to say the regular din of Sofik Tumah B'Shus HaYachid. So if that's the case, so the Maskana, so Reb Chaim Tainas, that really the two sugars are mashlim each other, that first of all, we don't say Sofik Tumah B'Shus HaYachid, and second of all, we say that there's a Chesk HaSaguf, which tells us that it's Tahar B'Tares Vaday. So now, so what comes out of this? So first of all, what Reb Chaim said, that first of all, that according to Rabbi Yeshua, behuzkak l'tumah, namely in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yeshua is going to agree with our Mishnah, that he only says the second step of the Ches Kasaguf, ba'ofen, that it's, that there is no huzkak l'tumah, but ba'ofen there's huzkak l'tumah, so it's in fact going to be tumah, according to Rabbi Yeshua. And the second thing is, that what is the nekudas hamachlekes between Rabbi Yeshua and Chachamim? That we said that the nekudas hamachlekes is about this gezeres hakosuv. That do we say latara or latamai? That do we say that there's a hafka from the din sofik tumah b'shus hayochid? So what is in fact the shitas hachamim? The shitas hachamim is that they don't darshan this. So what's going to be the din? The din is that it's sofik tumah b'shus hayochid sveik hatamim. So on this, so Rabbi Yashaber, so he had a taina on Reb Chaim. It's not the end of the world. But Rabbi Yashaber said that if you look at the Rambam paskin is like chachamim. That's also something that we'll have to speak about. But the Reb Chaim in Tumas Saras Perak Beis Halachates, so he brings the Shitas Chachamim, and he says, V'yirali, that this din Tumah, that the Chachamim say, it's only Sofik Tumah. It's that he's only, it's only Achshash Tumah Midrabanu. So now, fact of Yashaber, according to Reb Chaim's Mahalik, so what is Shitas Chachamim? Shitas Chachamim is that there's a din Sofik Tumah B'Shus HaYachid Sveik HaTomeh. That Avada is a din Vaday, that's a din Tumah Daraisa. So how can the Rambam say that according to Chachamim, it's only din Tumah Misofik? So that's what Rabbi Yosher Ber said, that Kanire, that Reb Chaim's Mahalach is not really the Shitas Rambam, but Al-Kopanim Beseder, so it's not the Shitas Rambam, but it's a very nice Mahalach in the Gemara lane, because really this Kasha that the Gemara, that the Rishonim were asking is really a steer in the Gemara. It's very nice to have this Mahalach of Reb Chaim as a fourth Mahalach as to what is the Yishuv of the Steeris HaSugyus, that what is the reason for Rabbi Yeshua. That once again, the Shitas HaTosfos is that the halacha is that the Gzeiras HaKosov is being megale adin hilchos chazakos. The Shitas Rabbeinu Kreshkesh is that it's really machlekes hasugyos. The Shitas Ravid is that our sugya is lab dafka, it's only the smachto. And Reb Chaim is that the two sugyos are mashli mishadat. The first of all, the Gzeiras HaKosov is that we don't say safik tamar bishus hayachid, and second of all, we're matar only because of cheskas haguf. Nafkamina by the Mishnah huskak latoma Reb Yeshua is metame and nafkamina. That the din of Chachamim, the reason why Chachamim are metame, in fact, is because they hold this din of Sofek Tuma Bishus Hayochid Sveikai Tame. Okay, before we go on, so I want to tell you, I want to share with you a word from Reb Chaim that the Sefer Neis Yankiv, Sivan Chav, so he asked the following question to Reb Chaim. There's Mamish Nagea to this gather of Ches Kasaguf that we mentioned from the Gemara and Ksubis. And he asked him as follows. He said that how does the Gemara say that because there's a Ches Kasaguf, so therefore we assume that the Seir Lavan came before the Beharis? Haray, just like there's a Ches Kasaguf, that until now there wasn't a Beharis, so too there's a Ches Kasaguf, that until now there wasn't a Seir Lavan. So why Ulmei, the Ches Kasaguf of the Savi Beharis, to say that the Beharis came later, then the Ches Kasaguf of the Seir Lavan to say that the Seir Lavan came later? And so, parenthetically, when we talk about Seir Lavan, we don't mean that it's sprouting a Seir Lavan. We mean that the Lavan is changing color, that the Seir is changing colors. But that's also a Ches Kasaguf, that the fact that there's a change in the material of the Seir, of the hair, that it changes colors, so there's a Ches Kasaguf, that there was a physical status, that it used to be black, and it turned to be white. So there's a Ches Kasaguf that tells us that it only changed at the last possible moment. So my Omei, the Ches Kasaguf of the Beharis, over the Ches Kasaguf of the Seir Lavan, that is what the Nois Yankov asked Reb Chaim. So Reb Chaim answered him the following answer, which is a very important yesod in Chazaka de Meikara, and that is that there's no such thing as a Ches Kasaguf on something that there isn't a din that comes out of it. Meaning that obviously there's such a thing as a Ches Kas din. But even when there's a Ches Kasaguf, we handle Ches Kasaguf, so there only is a Ches Kasaguf on Chafotzim, on Gufim, that there's a halacha that's going to be changing based on that halacha. So he said that by the Beharis is something which causes tumah, whereas the Seir Lavan is not something that causes tumah. It's a din that be'ofen, that there's a Seir Lavan, then the Beharis causes tumah. But because the Seir Lavan is not something that causes tumah, so therefore there's no Ches Kasaguf on the Seir Lavan, and therefore the only Ches Kasaguf which is operative is only the Ches Kasaguf of the Beharis. It's a very important yesod to remember that the only time that we say the Ches Kasaguf is machria is only ba'ofen that there's a din which is totally in the Ches Kasaguf. Okay, now with that introduction, so I want to now delve into the sugya of Ches Kasaguf, and it really comes from the following question, that we said that there's a machlokes between Reb Yeshua and Chachamim about this din Safik Beharis Kaidim Seir Lavan. Chachamim are metame. Frak Toisis Akasha, Toisis is in Ksubis, Ayin Heim Abbez, that how can Chachamim be metame? How everybody agrees that there's such a thing as a Ches Kastairo? That is the question that Toisis asks. So Toisis, he deals with this in two different places. Toisis in Ksubis over there, and Toisis in Nida Daf Yotes, and he gives two different answers. So first, we'll start with the Tosfos and Ksubos. Tosfos says that from Rabbeinu Tam that we're speaking about a case that before this Baharis, before the Safik Baharis, Kaidim Seir Lavan, so he was huskak lenega acher, like a michva or a shchin, that he had something else, and therefore he doesn't have a cheskas tairo, but rather there's a cheskas tuma. So zokt Rabbeinu Tam, so what is the machlekes? That we're talking about there's a cheskas tuma. So what's Rabbi Yeshua say? Why in fact is it tahar, according to Rabbi Yeshua, because he's mechadish that the Ches Kasaguf is better than a Ches Kastuma. And in that, Chachamim argue that the Ches Kastuma is better than the Ches Kasaguf. So that, as they state in Rabbeinu Tam, that the Shitas Rabbi Yeshua, that Shitas Rabbi Yeshua is that the Ches Kasaguf is better than a Ches Kastuma. Rabbi Shimon Shkop, in Shari Yashin, the beginning of Shabbos, in Shari Chazokas, so he learns out from Tosfos, a Yesod, that Lemaise, that we now everybody has to remember that the Ches Kasaguf is better than the Ches Kastin. And Lemaise, the Shmaitzah, he also goes like this. The Shmaitzah, also in Shabbos, So in Perek Aleph, so he says that he says nafkaminas, that he says that he brings from a Pnei Yeshua, that the Chazkas Aguf is going to work afilu against Savik Tumah B'Shus Yachid. In Perek Beis, he wants to taina that the Chazkas Aguf is good afilu b'makom tartu l'reisa. Is chidushim nifloim about Chazkas Aguf. Why? Because Chazkas Aguf is better than a Chazkas Din. So therefore, it's going to have different guidelines. Now, Lemaise, this is not pashut at all, because this entire Tosfos that says what we said, that it says that Chazkas Aguf is better than Chazkas Tumah, so Rav Chanan in Kovet Tzaharis in Simin Chav Ches Gan Beis, so he's made an important nakuda. That is that who said that this is said lahalacha lemaisa? That Harei, you're right. Tosfos is being mazber shitas Rabbi Yeshua, but v'derech klal the yachad v'rabin lachad v'rabin. Usually we paskin like Chachamim. So he said. So who says v'chalal to take this Tosfos as something which is halacha lemaisa? On the other hand, so it's really a doichik what Rav Chanan wants to say, because it's very schwer to say that Tosfos is so mayrich and he never feels the need to tell us. And by the way, all this is just theoretical because we don't really paskin like this, because we really paskin yachad v'rabin lachad v'rabin. So the pashtus from Divrei HaTosfos really seems to shout that really he is saying what he's saying. He is saying that the Chazkas Guf is really better than the Chazkas Din. So what's going on here? So l'maisa, that there's really another piece to this puzzle here, and that is that this sugya comes up somewhere else in Shas, and that is in Bava Metzia, Daf Pei Vav Amud Aleph, that it says over there, a very fascinating Gemara, that there is a machlokes between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Pamayla Shamayla about this halacha, about Tzavik Baharas Kadim and Sar Lavan. So the whole heavenly court, so they say, so who's going to decide who's right? So let's ask Rabbi Bar Nachmeni. So they ask Rabbi Bar Nachmeni, and Rabbi Bar Nachmeni, so he said it's Tahar, like Paskin like a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And it says that it was Yotzeh Nishmaso, and then the Baskol came out and says that Rabbi Bar Nachmeni, your Tahar, Yotzeh Nishmaso, but Tahar. Adkan the story that it says in Bava Metzia Daf Pei Vav. So it sounds like that if you want to be on the good guy's side, that Kadosh Baruch Hu and Rabbi Bar Nachmeni, who is Yotzeh Nishmaso B'Tayro, so they pass him like this Torah. What's that? That sheet is Rabbi Yeshua. So it goes to reason that if Kadosh Baruch Hu pass him like Rabbi Yeshua, so we should also pass him like Rabbi Yeshua. And in fact, if you look at the Rash in the Goyim in Perek Dad, Halacha Yod Aleph, so he says, because of this, that in fact we pass him like Rabbi Yeshua. So the Pashtus is that is the Pshat in Tosfos, that like the Shmaitz and Rabbi Shimon assume, not like Rabbi Chanan, that really the Tosfos is just going like the Rash, that we pass him like Rabbi Yeshua, even though it's like the Yachid, because that is Shitas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rambam, so he doesn't say like that. The Rambam, so he paskins like Chachamim. So the Kesef Mishnah wants to know how could he do such a thing? It's against Kadosh Baruch Hu. So there's a famous comment of the Kesef Mishnah over there that says that because he says it's b'shas yitzias neshama, so it's lo b'shamayim hi. So therefore we can't paskin based on the psak of Rabbi Bar Nachmeni, because it was B'shas Yitzias Neshama. So this is a mind-boggling idea of what's Shaychus, the fact that he said it B'shas Yitzias Neshama. The Chasam Sofer, so he wants to tell you that's not what the Kesef Mishnah means. What he means is that Lemaisa, how do we know this whole story about that it happened to be B'shas Yitzias Neshama? Obviously, some different tzaddik had a giloy that was the story, because it's mavur in the story that nobody was there when Rabbi Bar Nachmeni was actually dying. So it must be that someone else that wasn't there had some kind of giloy that this was the whole story with Rabbi Bar Nachmeni. He's the one writing it down, and his giloy is the one, and on that we say the lo b'shamayim. Al kopanim, other achronim want to say that stam, that the whole Gemara is divrei agada, and that's why we can't pass it like that, and therefore the Rambam used the general halachic mechanism of Yochad V'Rabim Halachak Rabim, and that's why the Rambam paskins like Chachamim, but we have no tainus on Tosfos. The Tosfos goes like the Rash, the paskins like a Kadosh Baruch Hu, according to that Gemara, and based on this, so we find the Shitas HaTosfos, the Maskana, is going to be that the halach is like Rabbi Yeshua, that Chezkas HaGuf is better than a Chezkas Din. Why? Because that's the way that Rabbeinu Tam learns the machlekes between Rabbi Yeshua and Chachamim. Because if we wouldn't say that we're speaking about the Chezkas HaGuf against the Chezkas Din, then it's going to be shver that what is the svara of Rabbi Yeshua. Okay, so I told you before that it's not that Rabbeinu Tam is not the only option here. The emphasis that Rabbeinu Tam is in fact a tremendous doichak. He's saying a tremendous okimta that the Gemara never tells us that we're speaking about a person who had a different mikvah or a shechin before that. So for, I would say the Rebbeinu Tam is a shtickle. Doichik pshat in the Gemara. What's the other pshat that we have? The other pshat is Taisus in Nida Daf Yotes. Taisus Nida Daf Yotes says a different halach, and that is that the emes is that if I would just ask you that which came first, what do you think came first, the Baharis or the Sarah Lavan? So the truth is that says Taisus that the Regilus is that the reason why there was a Sarah Lavan is because the Baharis turned it white. So therefore, the Fi Roiv Hapamim, that the Regilus is that the Baharis is really what came first, and therefore it's what caused the Seir Lavan to be here. So therefore, that if it would be for the regular din of Chazaka de Menkara, so we would say that over here Chazaka de Menkara cannot help us because it's considered a Chazaka de Isra. It's not a good Chazaka, and therefore we need a Gzeras Akasuv to tell us that because Gavna the Chazaka de Menkara is good, that even though it's Isra, nevertheless we pass like it. So according to this, the Mahalach of Taisus and Nida, so there's absolutely no makar for this klal gadol that ches kasaguv is better than a ches kastin. So al kolpanim, we have to take this Rebbeinu Tam with a grain of salt. Nevertheless, I want to speak about another couple of different iyunim that there's two nekudas that we have to speak about within Shitas Rebbeinu Tam. The first nekuda is it's something that we mentioned earlier, and that is that according to Rebbeinu Tam, that a cheskas aguf is really better than a cheskas din. So, that what's the homokar of chazaka de meikar? The emes is that the homokar of chazaka de meikar is actually from negayim. What's it say? That the Gemara says in Chulin Daf Yudam Beis that the makar of chazaka de meikar is from negayim, from nigi batim. That how is the kohen able to be metame the nigi batim? Hare, there's a halacha that he has to leave the bias before he says that it's going to be tame. So maybe that by the time he left the bias, so it already the nega already got smaller, or it went away entirely. So as the Gemara, from the fact that we're not choishes that the nega went away or got smaller, we can learn out from there that chazaka de meikar. Factor of Shimon, that hare, that this chazaka, this nega, this chazaka, that there's a nega here, that's a chazaka saguf. That the fact that the nega would get smaller would be a shinei on the guf. And because it's a shini and the guf, so then a cheskas aguf will tell us that it didn't get smaller. Fact of Shimon Akasha, that a cheskas aguf is haray better than a cheskas din. So how can the Gemara learn out from a cheskas aguf to also, that we can learn out that also a cheskas din is also something that we can pass skin on? So Reb Shimon, so he says, a mayrdeka, a very, very important mahalach to explain the Shitas Rebbeinu Tam, that a cheskas aguf is better than a cheskas din. And he says as follows. He says that the reason why a cheskas aguf is better than a cheskas din, according to Rebbeinu Tam, is not the pshat that it's a better chazaka. That in the terms of the koyach chazaka, it's the exact same chazaka. There's no nafkamina what kind of chazaka. Says Reb Shimon, what's the pshat in Taisus? The pshat is that whenever we have a question, so where do we have to look to find the answer? We have to look at the shoresh hasofik. Says Reb Shimon that the shoresh of every sofik is always the shini and the guf. The first question that we have to ask ourselves, before we ask what's the halacha, so we have to ask ourselves, what happened? What are we looking at? Before we understand what we're looking at, so we can't start to think about what is the halacha. So therefore, says Reb Shimon, whenever we have a suffix, and first of all, we're not sure exactly that what we're looking at, and second of all, we're not sure about after we figure out what we're looking at, what is going to be the halacha, so the shoresh of the suffix, the first, the most elementary question that we have to ask ourselves is always going to be the suffix in the guf, in the metzias. And therefore, says Reb Shimon, because the cheskas guf is metapa with the shoresh of suffix, therefore it has nadivus over the cheskas din. Now, this word from Reb Shimon, it's mamish, an amazing, amazing word. Now, I feel bad doing this, but I just want to point out that this word of Reb Shimon is not muskum. Because it says there's a Tosfos in Chulin Daf Yud Aleph that the Gemara in Chulin over there is handling how do we know that there's such a thing as Chazaka de Meikara. So Tosfos, he says the following thing, and I just want to bring this out because you see from Tosfos that he assumes not like Reb Shimon, that we don't always care what's the Shoresh HaSofik. Tosfos says as follows. He says he wants to know that in when you have a Para Aduma, so we want to know if that a Para Aduma that's a Trefa is possible. You can't use a trefa for a para aduma, for it to be matari people. So the fact is that I have a good idea, that we can learn out from the fact that we know that when the para aduma was born, so we know that he wasn't a trefa. Why? Because the zalacha, the trefa doesn't live for 12 months, and para aduma has to be more than 12 months. So from the fact that it's that right now it's more than a year old, so we know that it was born not a treifa. So if we know that it was born not a treifa, so then we can use a chazak mekara that we can assume that right now it's also not a treifa. So in fact, Tosfos, that's a good makar for the halacha of chazak to mekara. So Tosfos gives two answers. He gives a famous answer that's really not a good chazakah at all, because that's called a chazakah shelo nisbara b'shaita, whatever. But before that, so Tosfos has a different answer. He says that you're right, that's a chazakah, but there's a different chazakah against that chazakah, and therefore the two chazakahs counteract each other, they knock each other out. What is that? That's because there's a cheskas tuma of the person that you're being maze an. Right? He was for sure a tamei b'tumas mes, and now you're taking this mechatas, that you have this mechatas from a behemoth that you're not sure if he was a trefer or not. So it's true that you have a chazakah on the behemoth, on the para, that it's in fact not a trefer, but we counteract that chazakah from the cheskas tuma of the person that you're being maze an. Now, facts of chakasha, if there's a yesod that we always care about, the Sharash HaSafek, so obviously the Sharash HaSafek, if this para is a trefer or not, is obviously a chazakah in the para. So obviously, that if we have two chazakas here, one of is the chazakas not trefer of the para, and second of all, the chazakas tuma of the person, so obviously that we should only look at the chazakas tuma, the chazakas not trefer of the para, and we shouldn't care about the chazakas tuma of the person. From the fact, Tosfos says that these two chazakas collide and they knock each other out. So we see that Tosfos was not impressed with this vort that that a chazaka that deals with the sharish hasafik is better than the chazaka that doesn't deal with the sharish hasafik. Another thing is that in the lashon of Tosfos, to the maaseh, that I wouldn't make a big deal of it about this, but the lashon of Tosfos is that cheskas haguf is alima. That the pashtus hadvarim is that he's really saying what like Rav Shimon didn't want to say, that really a cheskas uguf is really stronger than a cheskas din. So if we wouldn't want to say like Rav Shimon, that the pshat in Tosfos, the pshat in Rabbeinu Tam is that we pass him based on the sharash suffix, which once again I'm not being mevatel. I think it's a great mahalach. But if we wouldn't want to say like that mahalach, so how could we b'chozois explain Tosfos? So this is something that we've explained before, and that is the yisoid from Reb Nochem Pertzovitz, that the side of chazakat meikara is that really azach is b'chazkosoi misvara. That the gzeres hakosov is that azlinan basal chazaka. That, but really, the fact that the zach is bichas kosei, that we really know misfar. So based on that, so we can really explain without Reb Shimon's word, and that is that it could be that a zach is more bichas kosei when it's bichas kosei guf. Zahainu, that the hishtanus of a guf is a bigger hishtanus than a shinei and din, and therefore a zach is more bichas kosei legabe what its guf is than what its din is. And therefore, really, it's a starker chazakah, a cheskas aguf than a cheskas din. So how do we learn a cheskas din from a cheskas aguf? So the answer is very simple, because without gzeres hakosov, so you wouldn't be able to be paskin based on azach, that azach is becheskosi. But if there's a gzeres hakosov that says that we care about the fact that azach is becheskosi, so mali, if it's a big becheskosi, mali, if it's a small becheskosi, the ma'isa of the gzeres hakosov is that you can paskin based on the fact that azach is becheskosi. I'll call upon him. So that's the first issue that we have with Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, that Rabbeinu Tam says here that a cheskas aguf is better than a cheskas din. So the shayla is Reb Shimon's shayla, that how do we learn other chazakas from cheskas aguf? Tzvei mahalchim, either because the side of the adifus of a cheskas aguf is because it's the sharash hasafik, or because that the side of chazaka de meikara is that we go after the fact that the zach is becheskasi. Okay, the next issue that we have with Rabbeinu Tam is the issue of machzikin me'isr le'isr, and that is as follows: that really the shmeitzah in Shmeitzah Hey, Perek Dalet. So he's speaking about this idea of machzikin me'isr le'isr. We spoke about this before. That, and he brings the Shita Rabbeinu Tam is that machzikin me'isr le'isr. Why? Because he says that we have a cheskas aguf against the cheskas din. What's the cheskas din? Because over here, this guy, so he was tamei for a different reason. What was the different reason? That he had nega acher, shchin oy michva koidem, v'hayo muchlet m'manu koidem shanit tarnoilet by sofik. So says Rabbeinu Tam that over here we have a cheskas tuma. What's the cheskas tuma? Not a cheskas beheres. He had a sofik, he had a cheskas michva. And because he had a cheskas michva, so now that we have a sofik beheres, so we're going to say, according to Chachamim, we're going to say that he's tummy because of this cheskas mikvah. Fakta shmeitza, that l'chora, that's not the same thing, that the mikvah is going to go away whenever it's going to go away. What does the mikvah have to do with the Torah of the Baharis? And the Emes is that the Achronim are Mitzayin, that in the Tosfos HaRosh, in Nid Daf Yutes, so he really brings the Rabbeinu Tam, and he's matmiya, that was one of Shaykhis. Who cares about the fact that there was a mikvah, legabe, the fact that right now there's a Sofik Baharis? So the shmeitza, so he wants to learn that Shitas Rabbeinu Tam is the machzikin me'iser le'iser. What's fair on the Shmaitza? What's fair is that Lamaisa, the Toises come in many times in Shas, in Beitza Chavhei, in other places as well, that he speaks about this idea of Machzikin Me'eser Le'eser, and he denies it Mikol V'chol. He doesn't believe that there's such a thing as Machzikin Me'eser Le'eser, and he never mentions that, but we have a cousin called Rabbeinu Tam that he happens to hold that, yeah, Machzikin Me'eser Le'eser. She does Bekitzur Nimrat. So I saw in Achrayim they want to be doicha the Shmaitza's raya from Rabbeinu Tam in three different ways. First of all, Rav Elchanan. Rav Elchanan can be found in Kovet Shirim in Chelek Beis. He has haris on the Shev Shmaitza over there. So in Ois Yud Zayin. So he wants to say that Rabbeinu Tam would not say his din of Mechazikim Yisrael Iser. He only said a specific din in Tuma because Shem Tuma Achasu. That it seems like he's saying that anything which is in the parsha of Negoim, whether it's a shechin or whether it's a mikvah, is all generally the same parsha, and therefore there and only there, Rabbeinu Tam is going to say that we were the machzikin me'eser le'eser. The second tchiyah can be found in the Haggais of Reb Shlomo Zalman in his Shmaitza, and the same mahalach can be found in the Chaznish in Evan Ezer Simon Pei Beis Ois Yud Beis, that they want to be mechadesh that. It's similar to what we learned earlier about Teva v'Shevetz Biyodik, that they want to say that there's a din, that because there's a halacha, that the Kohen has to say that Tahar Atah, that there's a din of being Metaher, the person who's getting out of the Toma. So they want to be Mechadish, that any time that you have a different Sibah to be Tome, so then it's not Shaykh for the Kohen to say Tahar Atah. So therefore, that as long as he's going to have the Mechav, that's actually going to not enable the person to become tahor based on the chezka, the safik baharis. That's the second mahalach. The third mahalach is that it's an interesting diuk that the Rabbeinu Tam, so he's meisiv, that he had a shechina mechva, v'hoya muchlet mimenu, that he's asked these words, that he was muchlet from this other thing. There's malkon to mimedaik in taisvis, that it's not the pshat, that there's a chezkas tuma, it's not the pshat, there's a chezkas nega, it's a chezkas muchlat. That we're speaking about the fact that he was muchlat, that he was chutz l'machaneh, and there's a chazaka on the person that he was chutz l'machaneh, that he was muchlat, and that is the reason why we care about the mikvah, even with regards to the beheres. Akol banim, so this is the shaila, that can we learn from Rabbeinu Tam, that shitas Rabbeinu Tam is machzikin misal iser, the shitas hashmeitza is, that shitas Rabbeinu Tam is machzikin misal iser, and the other achrenim are chalik. Okay, I want to speak now about the end of the Mishnah, that the halacha of hamake es chaveroi, that there's a machlokes between Rav Nechemiah and Chachamim, that in the case that a person was make es chaveroi ve'amduhu l'misa, and then he was mekel, his situation got better, and afterwards he died from it. So there's a machlokes between Rav Nechemiah and Chachamim. It says that Rav Nechemiah is poiter because raglayim l'davar, because it's mistaber that he didn't die from the mako, and Chachamim says that he's chayiv misa, meaning that they assume that the makor, that he died from the makor, and therefore he's chayiv misa. So the Brisker Rav has a question here, and that is that it says, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin Daf Ayin Ches, that the reason why Reb Nechemiah is poiter is because there's a gzeras hakosuv. It says in Pasuk, im yakum v'hisalech b'chutz v'nika hamake. So Reb Nechemiah learns out from the Pasuk that if he's halech b'chutz, if he's able to walk, so there's a din v'nika hamake, that he gets a chalos p'tor. And in fact, the Brisker Rav, that if you say it's a regular Nadavar, so why do you need a Gzeres HaKosov? So the emes is that we could have said that it's the Gzeres HaKosov is being Megala the Svara. But Lemaise, it seems like the Brisker Rav is really right in the Girsas HaRambam, because the Rambam, if you look at Hilchos Ritzeach, Perek Dalet Halacha Gimel, so he says like this. He says that if a person Makas Chaveroi and Emdur Lemisa, and he had a Refuah Shlema, and then he died, so then he's Pater. But what if he didn't get a refuah shlema? He only got a little bit better, but he didn't get 100% better, and then he died. So it says like this. He says, "Ein oimdin oimid sheni shereglayim nadaver." Says that we don't say that maybe now we can paskin on him that this makor was a makor that was not Roy Lahamis, why Shiraglai and Ladover? So the Rambam says the din of that he's Chayev, and he says on the fact that he's Chayev, the Shitas Chachamim, he says on that Raglai and Ladover. So it's Mashman in the Rambam that the Rambam had a different girsa in the Mishnah, that he had the Raglai and Ladover was being Mazber Shitas Chachamim. So Meda, it's very Mistaber, like the Biskarov said, the really the Pshat in the Rabbi Nechemya is really from the Gzeres HaKosuv, not because of Raglai and Ladover. But the Biskarov says as follows. He says that according to the Rambam, so in Vosgeit the Machlekes, so he says that the Rambam says that Ein Oimdin Oisoi Oimed Sheni. So he says that if you look in the sugya over there, this is the Machlekes between Reb Nechemya and Chachamim, Yesh Oimed Achar Oimed or Ein Oimed Achar Oimed. So Zog the Biskarov as follows. The Machlekes, the Sharash Machlekes is really that if there's a halacha of Yesh Oimed Achar Oimed, according to Reb Nechemya, there's a Gzeres HaKosuv that the Oimed patters. According to Chachamim, so there's a halacha of Ein Oimed Achar Oimed, so Mela, it's also for us to make the second Oimed, and because we didn't make the second Oimed, so therefore, so he's Chayv Misa. Dahinu, that everybody agrees that if it wouldn't have been that there's a, that you actually do an Oimed that's going to patter him, everybody agrees that the Svara is that it really comes from the Makor. It's just that there's a halacha that Yesh Oimed, that because this Yesh Oimed, there's a halacha that the Oimed patters. This is an example of a very brisk revert, because it seems like the Biskarov is saying that really whether or not he's Chayv Misa is really irrelevant to the fact that whether or not he really killed him or not. That it could be that really everybody really agrees that he killed him. It's just that there's a Gzeres HaKosuv, Yesh Oimed Achar Oimed. I think if any of you are less brisker, so we would rather say that the Machloikas, if Yesh Oimed Achar Oimed or not, is really dependent on if it's a Raglai Medover, if it makes sense in such a case that he died at the end, Machmas the Makor or not. But Akopanim, so that is the Girsas HaRambam and the Hezber of the Biskarov. What is the Machloikas between Reb Nechemya and Chachamim? It's really that it's really a Machloikas if Yesh Oimed Achar Oimed, that do we say that the Oimed Sheni patters? And therefore, we say that the Misa afterwards is not connected to the original Makor. Okay, with regards to Shechva Zera, so I want to speak out two nekudas, both of which are connected to the words of the Karen Ora. And the first one is that it says in the Mishnah that the Shechva Zera of Azav is Tomei, and the Gemara wants to know what is it talking about. So first it wants to say that it means that the Shechva Zera is Metamei B'Masa, and it's the Shitas Reb Elezer. So the Gemara says that Reb Elezer says, what does he say? He says that it's Metamei B'Masa Lefi She'ief Sharla B'lo Yitzich Tzochei Ziva. As the Gemara says, that's not what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says it's Tomei. And Rabbi Shua, he only says that it's Tameh because of the Tzichtzuch HaZivah. So the fact that Karanara Akasha in Pshat, that the Maaseh, what does the Mishnah say? The Mishnah says that it's Tameh because Raglai Medover. That sounds very good, like Shitas Reb Elezer. It sounds like it's saying Raglai Medover, Dahainu what? Dahainu, that therefore we can assume that it's Tzichtzuch HaZivah. So that's really, it's in Pshat, it's a very difficult question. The only thing I can think of is that in the Mishnah it's saying, it puts Shechva Zera together with Oinza Busveikoi. That it could be that just like by Oinza Busveikoi, so the question is not what is coming out, but rather is what is the circumstances, why is it coming out. So it could be that the Mishnah is saying that from the fact that the Raglai Medover is going on these three things together, so it's Mistaber that it's handling the why and not the what. Akopanim, but that's Akasha in Pshat, and what the Gemara means. I really want to focus on what it says after that. And that is that there's a halacha that of she'ein toilin ba. There's a halacha that a person that sees Shechva Zera and afterwards he sees ziva, so the ziva is not mitame. So why is this? So we saw there's a shaka v'tayr in the Gemara. Rava wanted to say that the reason why it's not mitame is because of the chulsha, and the Gemara asks on that, that if it's because of chulsha, so who did my ger? The gershon is geir, so who cares that when he saw the Shechva Zera that he wasn't Jewish, but l'maisa chulsha there is. So therefore, the Gemara slugs it up and says that what is the reason? Why is the reason why a person says see the Shechva Zera and afterwards ziva that ziva is not metame? It's a Gzeres HaKosuv, but lefi what it says here. So there's no hesber in the Gzeres HaKosuv. It's just a Gzeres HaKosuv bi'alma, and therefore we say that the Gzeres HaKosuv was only said by Yid and it was not said by a goy. Afterwards, so the Gemara says, so what taka are we going on when it says the Shechva Zera is tame? So it brings the Machlekes Tanoim that says that wants to know that how long is the Shechva Zera Tomei B'Masa, and therefore what does the Mishnah want to say? It's only Metame B'Masa because we're Raglai Medover. In this end of the Gemara, so I want to share with you that there's a Girsas Hagra, that the Gra has a different Girsa in our Gemara, that according to the Girsas Hagra, so the Gemara is not shifting back to the Tumas Hashech Vazera. The Gra says that there's no, that he never found such a machlekes bichlal of how long is the Tumas Zera, is the Shech Vazera Matami B'masa. Rather, he wants to say like this. He wants to say that that this Gemara is a hemshich of the din of Toilinba. This din, that the person that says Shech Vazera, and afterwards says Ziva, that the Ziva is now Matami B'ziva, there's a machlekes, the machlekes Tanoim, for how long is that? Is that Me'es Le'es, or is that only B'yomi? So the Karinara, so he was a married, they think that he was machavin to this Girsa Midaita. The Girsa Sagra can be found in the Eli Rabbah, in the Guardian's Parish and Mishnais, in Zavim, Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel. So that's what he tainted, that there's the Machlekes Tanaim here is a Machlekes for how long is the Shechvazera Metaher the Ziva. So now, So we learned in the Gemara that it's machlekes based on psukim. But the Karinara says that what's the oimik of the machlekes? That what is it dependent on? If you say that it's tali in b'yomer, if you say that it's me'es leis, zok the Karinara Amerdik declare that what is the hesber? Why is it that the Shech Vazera is metara the ziva? Is it aleph? Do we look at it like an oinus? Do we look at it like the shiva drachim b'yikim esazav? Or is it because is of the shiurei Shech Vazera that are mu'ravim in the ziva, that is what in fact is metaher the ziva. So he says the Karinara, that in all of the halachas of Aynes, of the Shiva Drachim, Beit Kimes Hazav, all the things of Aynes, so we always say that it's tali in me'es le'es. So the man, the Amr, that is tali me'es le'es, so he holds that the reason why that the Shech Vazera is metaher is because it's midin Aynes. Whereas, the man, the Amr, that it's only b'yomai, so that's because of tzichtzuchi Shech Vazera, he brings from the from Mikvais in Perek Ches Mishnah Dalet. That's mashma over there, that the din of tzichtzuchi Shech Vazera, shiurei Shech Vazera, is only b'yomai, it's not afterwards, and therefore he says that is the sharish hamachlekes between these tanaim. So I'll call upon him. So what's the hesber? So it would seem from the Karinara that the Gemara means to say that if you hold that it's me'es le'es, then it's pshat, it's midin oynes. If it's midin oynes, then in a chinami, it doesn't make sense to say that by a ger it's going to be different. Whereas if you hold that it's b'yomai, then the reason why it's tahor is because of the tzichtzuche Shech Vazera, which is still more urban than ziva, and that is why, because the Shech Vazera of the goy did not have halachas because he wasn't Jewish, so therefore by Gershon is gar, so he's always going to be tamei b'ziva. So what's the problem? Ebazei, so we're going to have a problem with the Shitas HaRambam. Why? Because the Rambam says in Mechusri Kapara, Perek Beis Halacha Gimel, that he says that the Zoiv is bo machmas ha-Shech Vazera. He doesn't say it because of tzichtzuche Shech Vazera, he says that it's machmas the Shech Vazera. It sounds like he's saying that that's caused by the Shech Vazera al derech b'shiva drachim b'yikim esazov. And according to the Karinara, it's very matim, because in the same Rambam he says that for how long is the tali? It's not b'yoymai, but rather it's me'es le'es. So according to the cheshbon of the Karinara, it's mamash gevaldik, because the Rambam paskins that the reason is because it's b'machmas ha-Shech Vazera, so that's why he paskins that it's also me'es le'es. So what's the problem? That the problem is that in halacha dalet over there, in the very next halacha, so he brings the halacha of ger, that the ger shen is geir, so even if he had Shech Vazera, so his ziva afterwards is going to be tamei. So l'chura, these two things don't shtim. To be miyash of the Rambam, I think that, you know, this halacha of b'shiva drachim b'yikim es hazav, so the Gemara learns out in Nida Daf Lamed Hey that from Xeris HaKosuv, it says that ki yizav zoiv mibsaroi, and the Gemara darshins mibsaroi v'loi machmas oinsoi. If you look at the Rambam, so the Rambam over there in Mechusri Kapara Perek Beis Halacha Beis, so he brings it with a little bit of a difference. He says mipsaroi v'loy machmas dover acher. So I think that the Rambam, and it really fits into the Girsas of Bavli as well, but the Nakuda is not so much that this is not a proper ziva. The issue is that it's a ziva, but it also has a dover acher. It also has a different goyrim, which causes the ziva, and the davar acher is something which is metaher the ziva. It's not the pshat that there is no sibas to be tameh, it's the pshat that the davar acher is something which is metaher. And therefore, it's very possible that the Rambam, he understood that even if you go in the mahalich of the gzeras hakosov of me'ainsai, but if the siba letaher came when he was a goy, so that siba doesn't have halachas to it, and therefore it can't be metaher b'fayah. Akopanim, that is the what's very important here is that there's a different girsa in the Gemara here. The girsa is Hagra, the girsa of the Karinara, that they learned that this machlekes tanaim, whether it's b'yoymay or whether it's meis le'eis is really a machlokes, is speaking about for how long are we toila, for how long is the shichva zera mitaher the ziva afterwards, and the karenor is masber the mahalich. And that is that what is the gedar hadavar? Is the pshat machmas oines? Is it or is the pshat of the tzichtzuch ziva? And the shita sarambam is that even though it's machmas oines, nevertheless, by a goy, it's going to be tahar. Okay, now with regards to the Reb Nechemya says that Shmuel was in fact a nazir shimshon. So there's a kasha here that is asked by the Nadi Bihuda. It's brought down that the Nadi Bihuda has a sefer called Dorish Tzion. So in Drush Hay, so he speaks about the about this Gemara, that there's a manda amar that Shmuel was in fact a nazir, and he asks that if Shmuel was a nazir, then how could Shmuel kill Agag? It says that Agag, the melech of Amalek, so he killed him with a sayef, he killed him with a cherev, and how was he able to kill him? So the Nadi Bihuda wants the taina that even though he was a nazir Shimshon, but there's a din, asay dachalas asay, because this was the very end of the Mechias Amalek. So I'm not sure why he needs that. I'm not sure why he has to point out that he was the last person. The Lechura, every person that you kill from Amalek is a mitzvah essay. But I'll call upon him. But that because there was an essay of Mechias Amalek, so therefore the essay of Mechias Amalek is doiche, the lois essay of being metame lemesim. So there's two issues that he deals with. The first one is something that I saw in Chavetz Chalos Hasharan, that from Mordechai Kalbach, that he asked, that, okay, beseder, so there's a mitzvah saseh doch la saseh. But that's only by Ef Shalakayim Shtem. If it's Ef Shalakayim Shtem, then everybody knows we don't say aseh doch la saseh. So over here, why did he have to kill him with a cherif? He could have just shot him with an arrow or something like that. But even he's not going to be metami. So on that, so if Mordechai is mitzayin, I don't know how he knows this, but he quotes a zayar in Parashas Beshalach. And so I'm going to quote from you what it says here. This is Vidohu Raza Dhsiv Vayakhalis Yahshua Esamalek Ves Amay Lufi Kharev, Lufi Kherev Vadai, Veloy Lufi Rumchin Vizainin, Ela Bekherev, Vadehi di Ikri Kherev ne Kemes Nekam Bris. So he says that it's Mavor in the Zayar that there's a din in Mechias Amalek that it needs to be done specifically with a Kherev, because a Kherev has a din of Kherev ne Kemes Nekam Bris. And therefore therefore, it was impossible to be mekayim the mitzvah of Mechias Amalek with a gun or with the other kinds of bows and arrows, or different ways that he could have killed them. It's very important if we ever are zeichet to be mekayim the mitzvah of Mechias Amalek. So it's important to know that there's a din to do it lefi charev. The next issue that Nadi Behuda deals with is that beseder. So there's a din. But there's also, lechura, there's a bitul asay over here also. And the halacha is that ein asay doichadois asay vasay. What's the mitzvah asay? That because if he's going to be metamim himself, he's going to have to bring karbanos nazir, and he won't be able to bring karbanos, the karbanos tuma, so he's in fact being bevatal the asay and the lois asay. So it's a chiddush. What maybe you're saying over here, that this is called a bitul asay. So that's a chiddush. Usually when we say that ein asay doich alayis asay va'asay, we're speaking about an asay that you're doing, you're actively being mevato the asay b'yadayim, because there's some iser asay that you're not doing when you're doing whatever you're trying to do with the mitzvah asay. For example, for a Kohen Gadol has an iser asay of ba'ula. But over here, that the fact that you're not bringing the karbanos, that's something that happens afterwards. That's not be'idnei. So it's a chiddush that Nadi Behuda calls that a bitul leis aseva asa. I'll call upon him. So what's Nadi Behuda to say? He says that that's dependent on the machlekes if you can bring karbanos nazir bibama. That everybody knows that Shmuel was living in the time of Shiloh, that there was a bama, and there's a machlekes tanaim if you can bring karbanos nazir in a bama. So he says that Reb Nairai, so it says in Gemara Erev and after Gimel that Reb Nairai was really Rebbe Meir. It's the same person. So Rebbe Meir is the man to Amr that says that you could bring Karbanos Nazir in a Bama. So therefore Rebbe Meir Lishitosa is very good. And he wants to say that the Machlekes in our Mishnah is really dependent on that if you can bring Karbanos Nazir in a Bama or not, because that Reb Nairai that says that he was a Nazir, so he was Lishitosa, that he holds like Rebbe Meir, that you can bring Karbanos Nazir in a Bama, and therefore it's not considered alav va'aseh. Okay, the last thing I want to speak about is the din, Gadol ha'ayna amin yoyseh min ha'mavarech. So the Gemara brings us that Rabbi Yossi tells us this, and Rabbi Nechemia says, Hashamayim kachu. So the Yaivit says, why is it that this Gemara is brought down b'chalal? It's because there aren't so many members from Reb Neroi, because we saw Reb Neroi in the Mishnah is the one who says that Shmuel was a Nazir. So that's why he brings also this idea of that Reb Neroi was of the opinion, the Gadol Ha'ina Amen Yosef Min HaMevarech. I think that we could be mechaber a little bit, the pshat, and that is, why is it that Gadol Ha'ina Amen Yosef Min HaMevarech? So there are those that say that, because first of all, you have Shmei HaKa'ina, so you also have the bracha. And so not only do you have the bracha, but you also have the amen. So wow, so you have two mitzvahs, and the guy who has bracha, he only has one mitzvah, so you're better than him. But the emes pshat is not like that. The emes pshat in Gadol HaOmen amen Yosef Min HaMevarech is something which is very, very deep, and it's a very important thing for us to know with our Avodas Hashem, and that is that the reason why Gadol HaOmen amen Yosef Min HaMevarech is because the Oina amen is doing a mitzvah without his ego. That a person that says a bracha, it's very nice that he's saying a bracha, but he thinks to himself that, you know, it's so nice that I was the one who was mishabeach Hashem. I was able to do something for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The guy who's on a amen, so what did he do? He just hitched a ride on somebody else's bracha. That nobody looks at him and says, wow, what a beautiful amen he said. And if he thinks, what did I do? Klapei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's not even going to think that I did anything. That the Ona Amen is the person that realizes that I want to serve Hashem even if I am not the center of attention. Or in the words of Rashi in Az Yashir, Zakeli Vianveyu, Elokei Aviv Varamemenhu, Loi Ani Tchilas Hakdusha, that it doesn't, Avodas Hashem doesn't have to start with me, it's not so important. What I do, the Iker is that I'm helping Kvod Shemayim wherever it's going to be. I think that Reb Nechemya, he really had a problem with the other way to learn the pasuk when it says by Shmuel Umer Layalu Aroshay. So that to say that speak about that Mera Basav Adam. So Reb Nechemya said, you know, I'm not so positive that I want that this is a shvach. I'm not so positive that the Spitz person is something that Mera Layalu Aroshay. That I'm not scared of anybody. That I'm the one who's going to call the shots here. That, you know, I think it's better to go through life with Mera Yal Aroshay. That I am nichna to people, that whenever anybody else wants something, so yeah, go for it. I think that you're the best one. I think I don't have to be the Rosh Hashiva. I don't have to be the Magid Shir. That if you think you're better, so go for it. That I don't have to be the center of attention. And that is the shorish of Gadol Ha'ina Amen Yosef Min HaMevarech. Once the Yavid says that we're bringing in other members of Reb Neroi, so I think it's Matim to bring a third member of Reb Neroi, and that is a famous member that he says at the end of Kiddushin, and that is Meniach Ani Kol Omniyos Shabayolam Ve'Einim Alamid Binyan La Torah. And I want to share with you a comment that I heard from B'Shem Rav Herschel Shechter, that heard it from Yaakov Kamenetsky, that Rabbi Yaakov was Mazbir, that it says that there's a machlokes, the machlokes in the Mishnah over there, at the last Mishnah of Kiddushin, so Rav Meir. So he says that li'olam yilamid b'noi umnus kala unakiyah. And to which Reb Neroi, he disagrees, that he says that, you know, it's not kedai umnus kala unakiyah, it's better just Torah. So Rabbi Yaakov was masber as follows, that there's a difference between the mashmais of the word meir and the mashmais of the word Neroi. Meir is the thing which is meir, the hand of the sun. And whereas Neroi, Nehora is the or. So the or that comes from the sun. What's the difference between the sun and the light? The difference is very simple, that the sun is in the heavens, whereas the light is what comes down to the earth. That's why it says that Reb Meir, so Le'amdu Tamidov al Sajdaito, he was in the clouds, he was something which was Mufko from this world, and therefore they weren't able to understand him. Whereas Neroi, he was Mamish Mu'uriv in Olam Hazeh, he understood the way that the world works, and that's why, says Reb Yaakov, Reb Meir, he said, he looked at things from an idealistic perspective, and he said, you know what? That it makes sense to me that the tachlis habriya is that a person should really be working, and therefore you should teach your son umnas kalam nakiya. But Reb Neroi, so he knew that that's not going to work. He understood the way that the world works, and the way that the world works is that it's very nice, it's a great idea, but he's going to fall. And therefore, because Reb Neroi was mu'uriv in this world, so he understood that it's not going to work to be part of the workforce, that you have to find the something which is matim, and generally speaking, the workplaces are not matim, and therefore, le'olam, meniach ani omnius kol omnius be'olam ve'ein malam de b'niyan ha'Torah. That's Adkan, the words of Rabbi Yaakov. I think that this Reb Neroi is l'shitase by us, that he understands the side of what makes the world go around, how to be mekayim the world, that the secret to being mekayim the world is shalom, that the way the person has to be machnia himself, person doesn't have to be the center of attention. The more the person understands that what what I am telling here is not the point. The point is what's good for everybody else. That is what's being Mekai in the world. That's what it means. V'chol b'nayach limudei Hashem v'rav shalom b'nayach. Hadron loch hakusim ein lehem nazirus v'slik aloch maseches nazir. Mazel tov, mazel tov.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.